Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your helps. Thank you for victories you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for how you have put our enemies to shame. Thank you for your power that is enforcing the manifestation of your will in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because you have not allowed the plans of the enemy to succeed over us. Thank you for defending your purposes in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for turning our darkness into light. Thank you for turning our shame into honor. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for glorifying yourself in our lives. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are so grateful for the answers we have received to our prayers. We thank you for breakthroughs we experience every day. Thank you, Lord, for your interventions we have seen in every area of our lives. Thank you for getting involved in everything we do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for a glorious future you have set ahead of us. For we are so confident, we are so sure that a great and glorious future awaits us. Thank you for doing this for us. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your plans that are already coming to pass. Your promises, your prophecies are already coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for shifting us to higher realms, to higher levels. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for your faithfulness in this ministry. Thank you for signs and wonders you have shown us. Thank you because you will show us more wonders. You will show us more signs. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that as we have come together to seek your face again this night, this midnight, Lord, visit us again. Help us again. Strengthen us again. Revive us again. Change our lives. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe if you can pray with the whole of your heart and with every faith you have, the Lord is here to help you. Amen. We'll start with worship songs. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. O Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider the works thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. O Lord my God, O Lord my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider the works thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great
To the Most High God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Sing hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, 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 amen.
Glory, hallelujah,
Gloria, Alleluia, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I begin to worship Him. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to adore Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to magnify Him. Magnify Him. Glorify Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, we praise You. Savior, we praise You. Ancient of Days, we worship You. Most High God, Lord of Lords, Lord of Hosts, King of Glory. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. You are higher than all. You are greater than all. You are mightier than all. There is none like You, Lord. There is none like You, Lord. There is none like You, Lord. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. Ancient of Days, we worship You. Father, we worship You. Father, we worship You. Father, we worship You. Father, we worship You. Miracle worker, mountain mover, way maker, we bless Your name. We worship Your majesty. Your dominion is over all. Your strength, power, authority overcomes all. You are the Lord, and You shall forever be our God. We will love You forever. We will serve You forever. We will honor You forever. We shall please You forever. For You alone is our God. You alone is our Lord. Blessed be Your holy name. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. Thank You for everything You have done. Thank You for what You are doing in our lives. Thank You for what You will do very shortly. We worship You, Father. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks and praises and worship. Amen. Amen. I want you to take this thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank You for You have great purposes for my life. You're going to say, Father, thank You for You have great purposes for my life. Thank You, Lord, because Your mighty hand has created me, and Your mighty hand shall help me to fulfill the purpose for my creation. So, Father, thank You for You have great purposes for my life and destiny. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for You have great purposes for my life and destiny. You have great purposes for my life and calling. You have great purposes for my life and destiny. Thank You, Lord, for Your mighty hand has created me. And Your mighty hand shall help me fulfill the purpose of my creation. Your mighty hand shall fulfill the purposes for my creation. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank you, Father, for I exist for your purposes. I exist to fulfill your purposes, and you will help me to fulfill your purposes. You will support me to fulfill your purposes for my life. You will defend me to fulfill your purposes for my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I call to manifestation the purposes of the Lord for my creation, for my existence. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I call to manifestation the purposes of the Lord for my creation, for my existence, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I call to existence. I call to manifestation. I call forth to manifestation the purposes of the Lord for my creation. The purposes of the Lord for my creation. The purposes of the Lord for my existence. I call them forth to manifestation. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I call forth to manifestation the purposes of the Lord for my existence, for my creation. Now, in the name of Jesus, now, in the name of Jesus, now, in the name of Jesus, I call them forth to manifestation. I call forth to manifestation the purposes of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand liberate the glory of my creation to manifestation. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand liberate the glory of my creation into manifestation right now. Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jesuje ki halish de tezodia. Libad and itosh de singalash to the hand of the air. Majesasagashara. Getushe de get endelagala. Magisujita. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, let your mighty hand liberate the glory of my creation into manifestation. By your mighty hand, liberate the glory of my creation into manifestation. Now, in the name of Jesus, liberate the glory of my creation. the glory that was created with me. Father, light, bring it now into manifestation. The glory that was created with me, for it is written that all creatures are created with glory. All your creatures are created with glory. I know and I acknowledge that I am created with your glory. Therefore, O God of Israel, by your mighty hand, liberate the glory of my creation into manifestation. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. I believe you're praying. Say, Father, liberate the glory of my creation into manifestation now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, release your into all the earth. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, release your decrees into all the earth to mobilize help for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. You're going to say, Father, send orders, release your decrees into all the earth, to every creature, to mobilize help for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Everything God created, they receive orders from God. They receive decree from God. And they obey such decrees. Begin to say, Father, release your decrees into all the earth, to every creature, to begin to mobilize help for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, release your decrees. Release your decrees. Release your decrees, release your orders into all the earth. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying with the whole of your heart. Say, Father, release your decrees into all the earth, to every creature, to mobilize help for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are also going to pray. You will raise up your right hand again. And you are going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, send orders or authorize your angels in the earth to mobilize help for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. You're going to say, Father, authorize your angels in the earth, your angels in everywhere on earth, to begin to mobilize help for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, to begin to perform helps for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, authorize your angels. Begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand as you pray that prayer. Say, Father, authorize your angels that are in all the earth to begin to mobilize help for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, for the fulfillment of my divine purpose. Oh Lord of hosts, authorize your angels. Authorize your angels. Authorize your angels. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying with your hand raised up. Say, Father, authorize your angels in all the earth for the release of helps. Authorize your angels in all the earth to mobilize helps for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Thank you, Lord. For the fulfillment of your purposes for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Lord is going to lift you up. Yeah. The Lord is about to lift you up. Yeah. As many of you that believe in the power of God that lifts up a man, you are about to experience that lifting up. Even now, you're going to raise up your right hand again. You're going to say, Father, release your power into my life to lift me up to the next level for my life and destiny at this time. Say, Father, release your power into my life to lift me up to the next level for my life, calling, and destiny at this time. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. She deeply have to seek you now. Thank you, Lord. It is your hour to be lifted up. And you shall be lifted up. Begin to pray with the whole of your heart. Raise up your right hand. Say, Father, release your power into my life. Say, Father, release your power into my life to lift me up to the next level. To the next level. To the next higher level. For my life, calling, and destiny at this time. Release your power into my life, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Release your power into my life that I may be lifted up. That I may be lifted up. That I may be lifted up to that next height, to that next level. That I am already due to attain that next level, that higher level. I am already due to attain. Lord, release your power into my life to lift me up to that place. Now, in the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. I believe you're praying. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, release your power into my life to lift me up to the higher level I am already due to attain at this time. Lord, release your power into my life to lift me up. Lift me up spiritually. Lift me up in my calling. Lift me up, O Lord, in my ministry. Lift me up in my spiritual gifts. Lift me up, O God, in victories. Lift me up in success. Lift me up in prosperity. Lift me up in my career. In the name of Jesus, lift me up in dominion, in authority. Lift me up, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. Thank you, Lord. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every paralysis of darkness that has kept me bound to a spot for years without moving forward. Every paralysis of darkness that has kept me bound to a spot for years without rising, I command that paralysis to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jesus, Shigarabala, Nidekashtanera, Tasha Sandashtedekala Dijana, Mashte Sujiriala, Disujetenegedaba, Mashigana Tashda. Continue to pray. Say, I command every paralysis of darkness. With your right hand on your head, begin to say those words. Say, I command every paralysis of darkness that has kept me bound to a spot from moving forward, from rising in life and destiny. Come out now in Jesus' name, you paralysis of darkness that has limited my career for years, limited my calling and destiny for years, limited my success and prosperity for years, limited my healing and deliverance for years. I command you, come out now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that with authority. Begin to command. Say, I command every paralysis of darkness in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, stopping me from moving forward, stopping me from prevailing, stopping me from rising, stopping me from being successful. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray, don't stop. Continue to pray, don't stop. The Bible says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Continue to pray, don't stop. Say, I command you paralysis of darkness that have held me bound to a spot for years without progress, without rising, come out from my life. Come out of my life. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out of my body. Come out of my body. Come out of my body. Thank you, Lord. Come out of my soul. Come out of my spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray. Continue to command. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come against every spirit of darkness monitoring and following my life to push back good things from entering into my life. They're going to say, I come against every spirit of darkness monitoring and following my life to push back good things, to push back blessings from entering into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Nishikakida hatashada. Lijasa sashamaganda balagala. Mandijusi harada. Hete shegada balada. Nadashizala. Right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Every spirit of darkness monitoring and following my life to push back good things from entering into my life, pushing back blessings from entering into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus, arrest and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray that prayer again in this way. You're going to say, I rebuke every spirit of darkness monitoring and following my life to push back destiny helpers from helping me. You're going to say, I rebuke every spirit of darkness. I rebuke creatures of darkness, personalities of darkness, monitoring and following my life to push back destiny helpers from helping me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Continue to pray like that. Niha de kigata shalala. Esujenenge trusha. Tosaga jitandi kalagladada. Masha sasage kishanada. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Whatever they are, wherever they are, however they look like, arrest and destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus, spirits of darkness, creatures of darkness, personalities of darkness, monitoring and following my life, pushing back destiny, help us from helping me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. Arrest and destroy them. Lezheke denge talagala. Nidrashtada matasagashta. Nenishu siyala vita. Niletenge diora tabla. In the name of Jesus. As you are praying, something is happening. Even if you can't feel it, it is happening. So don't stop praying. Continue to pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Spirits of darkness, creatures of darkness, pushing back destiny, help us from helping me, from supporting me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and consume them. Now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand and you are going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my spirit, soul, and body, and destroy every weakness that is stopping my rising in destiny. Raise up your right hand. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, manifest in my spirit. Manifest in my soul, manifest in my body, destroy every weakness stopping my rising in calling and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into my spirit. Enter into my soul, enter into my body, destroy every weakness stopping me from rising beyond this level. Every weakness, whether I inherited it from my ancestors, whatever weakness it is, every weakness in me that is stopping me from rising beyond the level that I am in my calling and destiny, let them be destroyed now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. 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 Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Don't stop, continue to pray. Weaknesses, whether it's in your body, whether it's in your soul, whether it's in your spirit, it shall be destroyed. It shall be destroyed. Every weakness limiting your rising in calling and destiny shall be destroyed. Continue to pray. Whatever weakness it is, however it is, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Destroy them now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to pray? I want you to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come against every darkness blocking my mind and spirit from receiving divine messages from the Lord. Yeah, place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I come against every darkness blocking my mind and spirit from receiving the divine messages from the Lord. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Every darkness blocking my mind and spirit from receiving divine messages from the Lord, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire of the Holy Ghost, catch fire of the Holy Ghost, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus, catch fire of the Holy Ghost now. In the name of Jesus, you darkness blocking my mind, you darkness blocking my spirit from receiving revelations from the Lord, from receiving divine messages from the Lord, catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you're still going to put your right hand on your hand. And you're going to pray like this. Yeah, you're going to say, I bind every spirit of confusion preventing me from receiving direction from the Lord, from receiving clear direction from the Lord, accurate direction from the Lord. I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Nisheki hasuzialada. Nashide keatashida. Likede horode rishala. Asujenti suhada tashida. Now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, I bind every spirit of confusion. I bind you, spirit of confusion, stopping me from receiving clear and accurate direction from the Lord. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out of my life in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Come out now. Come out now. Thank you, Lord. Come out now. In the name of Jesus, spirit of confusion, making it difficult for me to receive accurate direction, accurate instructions from the Lord, clear direction and instructions from the Lord. Come out in the name of Jesus. I believe you prayed like that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you can remove your hand from your head. Yeah. The Lord is telling me that some of you are fallen victims of time wasters. There are some demons that have been sent into the world, and the mission of these demons is to waste people's time, which also means to waste people's years. Yeah. So the Lord is telling me that some of you are victims of time wasters. Yeah. You will just find yourself doing something unnecessary, something that have no, you know, that have no value to your destiny, no value to your calling, no value to your career, no value to your divine purpose. And 6 hours, you are still doing that thing. 8 hours, you are still doing that thing. Yeah, and all day we go and nothing, you know, I mean, nothing valuable, you know, was achieved by you in that day. Those are time-wasting spirits. Yeah, they make you waste time doing things that does not add any value to your calling and destiny, to the reason why you are here. It doesn't help the reason why you are here in the end. So you are going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every time-wasting demons, every time-wasting spirits that have been asked, that have been sent into my life to waste my time, to waste my years. I bind you now in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Negate Ella Hashisana. Continue to pray. Say, I bind every time wasting spirit assigned to waste my life. Because anything that can waste your time can also waste your life. Say, I bind every time wasting spirit assigned into my life to waste my time, to waste my days, to waste my years. I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every time wasting devil causing distractions in my daily life, every time wasting demon causing distractions, misleading me to doing things that are unprofitable to my divine purpose, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another thing that time-wasting spirit does is to create problems that we have no solutions. Yeah. Problems that you will keep running up and down, trying to look for how to solve them. And then for many days you are still looking for how to solve them. Whereas the time you are using or spending on trying to solve that problem, that time could have been used for something profitable to your destiny, even to your relationship with God. That time would have been used well. Yeah. So it's possible that the devil has created some problems in your life just to waste your time. Even though some of them might be solved later, but before they will be solved, you will have wasted a lot of time trying to get them solved. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy every problem and terminate every problem the devil has created in my life to waste my time, to divert my focus, to divert my attention from the right things I should be doing. Let fire fall and destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Because the time you are using to focus on that problem could have been used for something profitable to the kingdom of God. Begin to pray, say, let fire fall and destroy every problem Satan has created in my life to waste my time, to waste my years. Let fire fall now and destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Something is happening as you're praying this prayer. Continue to pray. Let fire fall and destroy them. My thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Every problem, every trouble, Satan and his host, devils, have created in my life to waste my time, to waste my years, to waste my days. Let fire fall from heaven and terminate those problems now. Let fire solve them. Whatever problem that the kingdom of darkness have created in my life, in my marriage, in my career, in my calling, in my home, in my household, in my ministry, whatever problems Satan has created in my health, in my body, to waste my time, to waste my years, to divert my focus and attention from doing the right things God wants me to do. Let fire solve them all. Let fire terminate them all. In the name of Jesus, now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let fire solve those problems now in the name of Jesus. I decree in your life, fire of God shall solve those problems. Whatever it is, or whatever it is called, that is wasting your time, wasting your years, hours you could have used for profitable things for the kingdom of God, that is being spent on problems in your life, I decree that those problems are solved by fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. Yeah, there are all kinds of battles that we fight in this world as Christians. Yeah, but it is important that you have the right weapons to fight these battles. It is important that you use the right weapons to fight these battles. So you are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, equip me with the right spiritual weapons to fight every battle that confronts me in this world. Say, Holy Spirit, equip me with the right spiritual weapons for every battle that confronts me as I journey in this world. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Neshihaki, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Shizihani Shida Balala. Holy Spirit, equip me. Equip me with spiritual weapons, the right and accurate spiritual weapons to fight battles of darkness that will confront me in my journey in this world. Equip me now, Spirit of God. Equip me, Spirit of God. Equip me, Spirit of God, with weapons of war. Equip me, Spirit of God. Equip me, Spirit of God, with weapons of war to fight every battle, to win every battle that confronts me. Thank you, Lord. That confronts me in my journey in this world. Spirit of God, equip me. Spirit of God, equip me. Oh God, continue to pray. Don't stop. Holy Spirit, equip me. I don't want to lose any battle. I want to win every battle. I want to win every battle. I want to win every battle. Equip me, Spirit of God. The Lord is doing it. As you're praying, the angels are putting those weapons into you. Spiritual weapons, they are in the spirit. And they are for your spirit man. Spiritual weapons, they are in the spirit realm. And they are for your spirit man. So I can see the angels putting those weapons now into your spirit as you're praying those prayers. So don't stop praying, continue to pray. Say, Spirit of God, equip me with weapons of war to win all battles that will confront me as I journey in this world. Spirit of God, equip me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. we have to pray. You're going to pray like this. Yeah, the Lord is telling me he will help you carry some burdens. Yeah, you have been carrying some burdens by yourself, by your strength, and you don't even know how to continue to carry those burdens. It looks as if, you know, burden is like you're carrying a weight, you're carrying weight of load, like heavy load on your head. That's what I mean by burdens. Yeah, and it's like you are losing strength, like you can't carry the burden anymore. Yeah, the Lord is saying that He will carry your burdens. Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah, but the Lord will carry that burden for you. So which means stop trying to carry the burden. And hand it over to the Lord. Stop trying to carry the burdens. The Lord is saying He will carry those burdens for you. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, intervene in my life and be my burdens. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, intervene in my life and situations and be my burdens. I hand over my burdens to you. Intervene, Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, intervene. Thank you, Lord. Don't stop praying. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, intervene. It doesn't matter how heavy the burden is. It doesn't matter how many they are. You forget about what it is. Hand it over to the Lord. Hand it over to the Lord. Say, Lord, intervene in my life. Intervene in my situation. It doesn't matter how impossible the burdens are. I mean, how impossible it appears to be solved or to be fixed. Say, Lord, I hand over these burdens to you. Thank you, Lord. Intervene in my life. Intervene in my situation. Bear my burdens. Bear my burdens. Thank you, Lord. Nishake kara da 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 da. Nishisaha. Nishate katija da da. Now, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy the Lord bears that burden. Now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we have to pray. You're going to pray. Yeah, when God is in operation, there's nothing like maybe He will do it. There's nothing like maybe in the kingdom of God. Yeah, when God has promised, there's nothing like maybe God will do it. The word maybe does not exist. When God has promised that He will help you, when God has visited you, there's nothing like, maybe it will happen, or maybe not. Yeah, if you look at the mind of the angels, angels don't have that word, maybe God can do it. Especially when God has given his word, when God has given his command, there's nothing like maybe. So even now, concerning your life, there is nothing like maybe. Concerning God's plan for your life, there's nothing like maybe it will happen, or maybe not. No, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like that. So don't welcome every thought like maybe. Apostle said, God is going to visit us in the month of June. And maybe God will do it. There's nothing like maybe. Yeah, God is going to visit you. He means he will visit you. God is going to bless you means he will bless you. God is going to help you means he will help you. Not that maybe he will, or maybe he may not, and nothing like that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I trust in your ability to perform your promises. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, I trust in your ability to perform your promises for my life. Let this month never end till all your words comes to pass in my life. Lord, do not allow this month to end until your promises for my life, for this month, is fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Continue to pray like that. Only if you believe. Say, Lord, I trust in your ability to perform your promises for my life. Do not allow this month to end until your promises are fulfilled in my life. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I trust in your ability to perform your promises for my life, calling, ministry, and destiny. Thank you, Lord. Do not allow this month to end. Oh, God, something is happening. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, do not allow this month to end until your words come to pass in my life. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God has promised to visit you in this month and give you a major breakthrough that you have not experienced before. That is the prophecy. For those of you who were not part of the previous prayer sessions, God has promised to visit you in this month to give you a major breakthrough that you have not received before. Continue to pray. Say, Father, I trust in your ability to perform your promises for my life. Let not this month end till these words come to pass. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray. We're going to pray like this. We're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every blood sucking demon. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every blood sucking demon that has positioned themselves on the roadways to drink my blood, to cause accidents. You're going to say, I bind them now. Thank you, Lord. Say, I bind them now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, I bind every blood-sucking devil that have positioned themselves on the roadways to drink my blood, to take my blood. I bind them in the name of Jesus. Every blood-sucking devil that wants to cause car accident, motor accident, a vehicle accident, to drink my blood, to shed my blood, I bind them now. I bind them now. Continue to pray like that. I bind them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I bind every blood-sucking devil that have positioned themselves on the roadways to shed my blood, to drink my blood. I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every plan of the kingdom of darkness to waste my resources fail. Yeah, because I can see how devil wants to waste some of you, waste the resources of some of you. Yeah, it's going to come like maybe like an advertisement. Maybe an advertisement to invest your money into something. And then you put your money there, and then and then all the money is gone. You can't find them again. Yeah. Even though some people will tell you, oh, this thing is working. Yeah, when you put your money here, you're gonna get something, you know. You're going to get some profit, some big profit. So try it. It's working. But don't try it. Yeah, because it's a trap to waste your resources. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every plan of the kingdom of darkness, to waste my resources, to waste my finances. Fail now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Every plan of the dark kingdom to waste the blessings of God in my life, begin to fail now. Thank you, Lord. Fail in the name of Jesus. Yeah, false prophets can also do that. Many schemes the devil can use to waste your resources. Continue to pray that the plan will not work. In the name of Jesus. Even when it remains just 1 minute for you to embrace that trap, the Lord will help you and it will not work. Continue to pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, when you are expecting a visitation from the Lord, you must have the right attitude. You must have the right attitude. You know, God is a spirit. I believe you know that. God is not a man. He's a spirit. And God is sensitive to the invisible. In fact, He is more sensitive to the invisible than to the visible. He's more sensitive to the unseen than to the seen. Because as far as God is concerned, the things that are unseen, they are more real than the things that are seen. Yeah, there was a book I read, and the angel of the Lord was telling that man of God. He said that in heaven, the thoughts of men speaks louder in heaven than their words. So he said, what people think in their minds speaks louder in heaven than what people say with their mouths. Yeah, to tell you that God is more sensitive to what is not seen. You know, people cannot see what you are thinking. Yeah, God is more sensitive to the unseen things. To the invisible things, the motive, your motives, God is more sensitive to them. The reason why you do what you do, the reason why you dress the way you dress, the reason why you talk the way you talk, the reason why you live the kind of life you are living, yeah, the reason why you are asking God for money, God is sensitive to those reasons than to what is coming out of your mouth. The reason why you are praying and fasting, God is sensitive to those reasons. I don't know if you are getting my point. So your attitude is very important when you are waiting on God for a visitation. If your attitude is wrong, you might not get a visitation. Because God does not support evil. God does not back up evil. He doesn't support wickedness. So if your intentions are not pure, God will not grant your request. Yeah, because God granting your request means He's backing up darkness. He's supporting darkness. Yeah, that is what it means. So you are going to pray, but my hope is that when God comes to you, He will find right attitude in your life. That's my hope. So that you will receive the blessing. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Uproot and destroy every wrong attitude he made that will not allow me to receive blessing from the Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot and destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The hashe gada rama de bala. Lishi hashe jude gada. Thank you, Lord. Mashte en disuvia. Gele glati harashte heta. Lord, it is written that you are light and there is no darkness in you. Lord, every dark attitude in me that will not allow me receive your blessings when you visit me, oh Lord, uproot them and destroy them now. Let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot and destroy them now. Every unclean attitude, ungodly attitude, every attitude that is not in line with your word, in agreement with your word, with your will, in my life, oh Lord, uproot and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying like that. I believe you're praying like that. Every attitude in me that, thank you, Lord, don't stop, continue. That will not allow your blessings to be released into my life when you visit me. Lord, uproot and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every negative motives, unrighteous, self-centered motives, selfish motives, every ungodly intentions, unholy desires in me that will not allow me to receive your blessings when you visit me, Lord, uproot and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every bad conscience, evil conscience, wicked conscience in me, Lord, uproot and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give me a mind. Give me the right attitude. Give me the right mind that can receive blessings from you. I believe you're praying like that. Say, Lord, give me the right mind, the right attitude that receives blessings from you. Give me a humble heart. God resists the proud. That's what the Bible says. If you are proud, you will receive little or no blessings from God. Thank you, Father. Give me a meek spirit. Give me a right heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray five more prayer points. And after that, we will round up the session. Five more prayer points. I want you to raise up your right hand. I want you to pray for somebody in your family that needs urgent help. Whatever the kind of help whatever the kind of help the person might need, there is power in this place to help that person. I want you to raise up your right hand. You're going to mention the name of the person, and you're going to pray. Yeah, even if you don't know anyone that needs urgent help, if there's anyone in your family that is not saved, that is not born again, that has not repented and completely surrendered their lives to Jesus, they also need urgent help. Yeah, because there is no hope that they will make heaven if they are not saved. So that is also urgent help. That is, if you don't know of any urgent help. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to mention the name of the person. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your mercy in this place, release help. Release help to this person. So you mentioned the person's name. To this person in my family, release help now. Let your help locate him. Let your help locate her. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. And if there are more than one, continue to mention their names and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Lord, by the reason of your mercy in this place, release help now to this person in my family. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Let your help find that person now. Maybe it's your mother, maybe it's your father, maybe it's your siblings, maybe it's your relatives, maybe it's your children, maybe it's your grandchildren. Pray. Thank you, Lord. By the reason of your mercies in this place, Lord, release help now. In the name of Jesus, let your help find that person now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. I decree that the person or persons you have asked God to help at this time shall receive their helps now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah, so we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to pray this prayer. Then there's something God put in my mind. I'll deal with that after we pray this prayer point. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive divine authority for enlargement. You're going to say, I receive divine authority for enlargement. in my field of career and calling, in the name of Jesus, as the Lord enlarged the territory of Jabez in the scripture, I receive enlargement of territory in my field of career and calling now in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Hashatehasishalaya. Begin to say, I receive divine authority for enlargement of territory. Say, I receive divine authority for enlargement of territory. Thank you, Lord. Don't stop praying. Continue to pray like that. Say, I receive divine authority for enlargement of territory in my field of career and calling, in Jesus' name. I receive authority. I receive divine authority for enlargement of territory in my field of career and calling, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Authority to be enlarged. Authority to succeed beyond limits. Authority to prosper beyond limits. Authority to excel beyond limits. Authority to rise beyond limits. In my field of career and calling, I receive now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Authority to become rich and wealthy beyond limits. In my field of career and calling, I receive now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. Yeah, but I want to pray for someone. The Lord is showing me that devil is attacking someone among you with cancer. Like devil is attacking you with cancer. Though you might not have been seeing the symptoms, but it's already forming in your body. Yeah. So I'm going to pray for whoever is concerned. Almighty God, I take authority against every spirit of cancer. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of cancer in any part of your body system, or maybe it's hiding in your spirit, to appear at a time in the future. Spirit of cancer, come out in Jesus' name. And every cancer cell that is already forming in your body, in your blood, in your bones, in your organs, I curse that cancer. I command such to die in the name of Jesus. Every cancer forming inside your body, inside your blood, inside your organs, inside your bones, I command them to die now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive the spirit of wisdom to choose correctly. Or you can say to make right choices. To make right decisions from this hour onward. I receive the spirit of wisdom to make right choices. Thank you, Lord. To make right decisions from this hour onward. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I receive the spirit of wisdom. I receive the spirit of wisdom. In my spirit, I receive the spirit of wisdom. In my soul, I receive the spirit of wisdom. In my body, I receive the spirit of wisdom to follow the direction of the Holy Ghost, to follow the will of the Lord in every situation, in every moment of my life. See, I receive the spirit of wisdom. Thank you, Lord. To make right decisions. To make right choices. See, I receive the spirit of wisdom. To think correctly. See, I receive the spirit of wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. To follow the leading of the Spirit. To know the will of God in all situations and to follow the will of God. I receive the spirit of wisdom now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. Yeah, it's going to rain great blessings upon your life. Heaven is going to rain great helps upon your life and situations. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your heaven open upon my life and let your heaven rain great blessings, helps, victories upon my life, healings, deliverances upon my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Hashida hatesa, ditorea lashtida, girusi jitande kibidiala, nashada da kalabalaba. Let your heavens open over my life, O God, and let your heaven rain great blessings, great helps, great breakthroughs, great deliverances, great victories. Now, in the name of Jesus, healings, deliverances, let your heaven rain them now, O Lord, upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Let your heaven rain them now. In the name of Jesus, let them rain on me. Victories, revelations, divine encounters, angelic interventions. Let your heaven rain them on me now. I believe you're praying like that. Victories.
breakthroughs, helps, wealth. Let your heavens rain them on me now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point before we would wrap up the session. Yeah. I want you to pray this prayer because the devil is not happy that you have joined this prayer session. In fact, the devil is not happy that you have prayed the kind of prayers you have been praying till now. Yeah, so I want you to pray this prayer. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, seal home my victories with the blood of Jesus. Such that I remain in victory. I'm going to say, Father, seal up the results of the prayers I have prayed in this session with the blood of Jesus, such that they manifest, such that they remain. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, seal home, perfect the results of the prayers I have prayed in this place today or tonight. Say, Lord, seal up the results. Seal up my victory with the blood of Jesus. Let no darkness. Thank you, Lord. Let no power, let no kingdom of darkness be able to take away this victory from me. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Say, let no darkness, let no force of hell, let no power be able to snatch my victories from me. Even the victories I have already attained through these prayers. Lord, seal up my victory with the blood of Jesus. Help me to maintain and sustain victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that you will not surrender to darkness, so that you won't lose this victory. You will not surrender to darkness. The victory God has already done at this time, you will not lose it. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we worship you. We bless your name, for you are so great. Holy Spirit, thank you for how you have helped us during this session. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. Thank you for the helps we have received. And thank you for the helps we will receive shortly. Be glorified, O Lord, forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for how you have intervened in our situations. We thank you for how you have answered our prayers. Thank you for visiting us. And thank you because you will visit us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask concerning everyone who have joined me to pray at this time. I ask, oh God, that you show them mercy. In the name of Jesus, let every life hearing my voice now receive mercy from you, O Lord. Even now, in Jesus' name, I pray for you that God's helps shall run after you. God's helps shall overtake you and come to you and rest on you. In Jesus' name, every witchcraft forces, environmental witchcraft, territorial witchcraft that have stabilized themselves around you, say, let's see how God will help him, how God will help her. I decree that the judgment of the Most High God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Whether they like it or not, whether the dark kingdoms likes it or not, you shall be helped by the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray for you that you shall receive blessings so much that you shall become a blessing to your generation. In the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord shall fill your heart. The joy of the Lord shall fill your soul. Sorrows shall end. Troubles shall end. Hardships, sufferings shall end. The Lord shall make moving forward easy for you. Victories shall be easy for you to attain. Breakthroughs shall be easy for you. Henceforth, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because when you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are stopping here. Remain blessed.